理课堂听 class.com。
Number 97. Describing. 描述疯狂实战
Number 1. Someone came to see you last night.
Last night? What does he look like?
He's rather tall with blonde hair and has blue eyes.
Number 2. What's the weather in your hometown like?
We've got a sandy spring, hot summer, golden fall, and cold winter.
Your hometown must be Beijing.
现场演绎
A TV news reporter is interviewing someone who has just saved a little boy at the beach.
What happened and when did it happen?
Well, I was lying on the beach listening to the radio this afternoon when suddenly I heard someone shouting for help.
So what did you do?
I jumped up, looked out toward the ocean, and saw a little boy waving his arms in the air.
What did you do next?
I took off my shirt and my watch and jumped into the water.
And then what did you do?
I swam out to the little boy, held him so his head stayed above water, and brought him back to shore.
That sounds like it was really an experience.
It sure was.
Number 98. Comparing. 做比较疯狂实战
Number 1. I like to take pictures and play football in my spare time.
But I think taking pictures is more interesting than playing football. Number 2. Did you go to the movies yesterday evening?
Yes. That's the worst film I've ever seen. I slept during most of the movie.
Number 99. Explaining. 解释疯狂实战
Number 1. I don't think we should eat here.
You mean it isn't a good place, or it's too expensive?
No, what I mean is, the service is terrible. Number 2. Why are you late again? You promised not to be late again.
Let me explain. My daughter had an accident, so I had to take her to the hospital.
That's what you said the last time you were late.
Oh, I mean my other daughter.
You only have one daughter.
Oh, I meant my friend's daughter.
You're not only late all the time, you're a liar, too.
Number 100. Giving examples. 举例疯狂实战
Number 1. He likes all kinds of outdoor activities. For example, football, basketball, swimming, and skiing.
Really? No wonder he looks so fit.
Number 2. There are many ways to improve your English that don't cost much money. Take the China Daily, for example. It's a great source of learning material.
Wow, you're right. I never even think of buying that newspaper. Number 3. The city is undergoing a lot of changes. Take traffic, for example. Many new overpasses have been built.
Right. Many are still under construction. When I came back from America, I almost didn't realize that I was in Guangzhou.
第七部分疯狂额外奉献到现在为止大家已经学完了100个常用的功能了收获一定非常大为了鼓励大家我们特别赠送一个超级功能 Number 101 Swearing and Yelling 骂人和吵架以下我们向大家介绍十个最最简单却又最具有杀伤力的经典句子 Top 10 Swearing and Yelling Sentences 十大骂人吵架经典句 Number 1
Damn it
Number 2
Go to hell
Number 3
Shit
Number 4
Bullshit
Number 5
You son of a bitch
Number 6.
You dickhead.
Number 7.
You shithead.
Number 8.
Fuck off.
Number 9.
Asshole.
Number 10.
Fuck it.
Sounds so good. 大家都知道，在真实生活中，人们绝对不可能只是有一个功能进行较为复杂的交流，所以如何将这101个主要功能交叉运用在交流当中，就是我们最后将向大家介绍的内容。第八部分，功能绘画综合大操练，综合操练一。
I have some bad news.
Oh, what is it?
My husband just lost his job.
He did?
I'm afraid so.
That's too bad. You must be very upset.
I am.
I'm very sorry to hear that.
Thanks for listening. I really appreciate it.
综合操练二。Do you by any chance know when the president is going to arrive?
Yes, as far as I know, he's going to arrive at 4:30.
Somehow I thought he was going to arrive earlier than that.
I don't think so.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm positive. He arrives at 4:30.
综合操练三。Have you heard the mayor is going to resign?
The mayor is going to resign? I don't believe it. Where did you hear that?
All the neighbors are talking about it.
Do you think it's true?
I think so, but I don't know for sure.
Well, personally, I doubt it.
综合操练四。
Would you mind playing your radio somewhere else?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. What did you say?
I asked you if you'd play your radio someplace else.
Sure, I'd be happy to.
Thanks.
综合操练五。Would you like to stay home or see a movie?
I think I'd prefer to stay home. How about you?
Well, to be honest, I really don't feel like staying home.I'd much rather see a movie. Is that okay with you?
Sure. We haven't seen a movie in a long time.
综合操练六。Would you mind if I went home early?
No, I wouldn't mind.
Are you sure? I mean, if you would rather I didn't, I won't.
No, honestly, it doesn't matter to me whether you go home early or not. It's entirely up to you.
大家跟我来一起喊最后一个句子 It's entirely up to you 完全由你决定跟我再喊一遍 It's entirely up to you 综合操练七
Hi Sam, how are you doing?
Great, thank you, and you?
Fine, what are you going to do this afternoon?
I'm not sure, I will probably stay home and read a book How about you?
Well, I'm planning to go fishing. Would you like to join me?
Sure, I'll be happy to. Going fishing sounds much more exciting than staying home and reading a book.
Good, I'll pick you up around 1 o'clock.
See you then. 综合操练八。
Have you decided who you're going to ask to the party?
No, I haven't made up my mind yet.I've been thinking of asking Sue, but then again, I thought I might ask Anne.
Sounds like a difficult decision. I'll be curious to know what you decide.
I will let you know.
Promise?
Promise. 综合操练九。If you are not busy, would you by any chance be interested seeing a movie with me this Saturday?
I'd love to, but I can't. I have to study for my college entrance exams.
That's too bad.
Thanks for asking, though. Maybe we could see a movie some other time.
综合操练十。You're going to be very disappointed with me.
What makes you say that?
Well, remember, I was supposed to save you a seat.
Yes?
Well, I'm afraid...I wasn't able to do it.
Oh, why not?
The truth is, I tried, but the usher wouldn't let me.
Don't worry about it.
I feel bad. After all, you were counting on me to save it.
Don't worry about it. These things happen.
You aren't upset?
No, that's okay.
综合操练十一。
Which washing machine are you interested in purchasing?
I'm not sure. I might buy the cheap one. On the other hand, perhaps I would buy the deluxe model.
Take my advice. Don't buy the cheap one. You'll be disappointed.
Oh, well, in that case, I would probably buy the deluxe model.
You won't be sorry.
It's a shame this restaurant is so expensive.
I agree. I wish it were cheaper.
Me too. I was hoping we could eat here tonight, but it looks like that's out of the question.
I'm afraid so.
综合操练13.
You know, I think you hurt Kate's feelings when you told her she is a little overweight.
I didn't realize that. Do you think she's angry with me?
I don't know if angry is the right word, but it seems to me she's a little upset.
Oh, I feel terrible.
Maybe you ought to apologize to her. That might help patch things up between the two of you.
Good idea. I would do that.
综合操练14.
I'd love to continue this conversation, but I really need to go now. I have to get back to the office.
Well, let's get together soon.
Okay. Would you like to have lunch someday next week?
Sure. How about Monday?
I'm afraid I can't make it on Monday. I've got to fly to Chicago on business.
Well, unfortunately, I'm tied up on Tuesday. I'm supposed to have lunch with an important visitor from out of town, and I don't think there's any way I can get out of it. Are you free on Wednesday?
Wednesday? Let's see. Somehow I think I've already got something scheduled for Wednesday. Oh, yes. I've got an appointment with my dentist to have my teeth cleaned, and it's essential that I keep it.
Well, I'm afraid Thursday is out for me. I'm expected to attend a meeting of our personnel committee, and it's very important for me to be there.
So that leaves Friday. I don't have any obligations or commitments on Friday. How about you?
Friday sounds good. Where should we meet?
You know, I really must be going now, or I'll be very late. Can you give me a call tomorrow and we'll decide?
Fine. Speak to you then.
Sorry I have to rush off like this.
That's okay, I understand.
Goodbye.
So long. 综合操练15.
What's your opinion about nuclear energy?
Nuclear energy? Now, that's really an issue. I actually have some pretty strong viewpoints regarding nuclear energy. Are you interested in hearing them?
Yes.
Well, in my opinion, nuclear energy is our best hope for the future.
But don't you think it poses a threat to the safety of the population?
Not really, as I see it. Nuclear reactors are a clean and a safe source of electricity.
Well, if you ask me, people don't realize how dangerous radiation can be.
The thing to keep in mind is that our oil and gas resources are limited, and furthermore...
Let me say one more thing.
Okay.
I'd just like to point out that I think too many accidents are happening at nuclear power plants all over the world.
You know, we could probably go on talking about this forever and never come to an agreement.
You're probably right. I guess we just don't see eye to eye when it comes to nuclear energy.
I guess not.
Tonight, it's Thank you.